They found a way, Lance. And when you look at it, you talk about the five games they didn't finish last year, but also they went into opening night with a five-game losing streak. They lost the last five games of the season, I believe. And so this was important for them, and this was, for if nothing else, a major step mentally for this team in knowing that they can finish a game. And I would say it was as complimentary of an effort by both sides of the ball as you're going to see, because though they didn't finish their four-minute offense, they were very effective. And they didn't need to take a chance on fourth and one. Punt it. You give them the ball with, a minute and 7 seconds with zero timeouts. And knowing the way that they were playing with Prescott, there wasn't a chance for them to get something big over the top. They were just risk adverse all game. And if the Giants played deep to short, limit those to sevens and 10 yards, and they had about 45 yards to go to get in field goal range. But I thought it was a great effort.
How critical do you think that play was, Carl, when DRC had outside leverage to at least try to get Terrence Williams to cut inside as opposed to maybe give him the angle straight out of play?
Well, I think it was very key. Now, keep in mind, Williams made a bad choice by even deciding to try to get more yardage. But if he'd have caught the ball and stepped out of bounds, that was nothing the Giants could have done. But as soon as he took one step and DRC flashed on the sideline, it forced him in the field to play, which is exactly how the coaches draw that defense up. They don't want the receiver to get out of bounds. The receiver doesn't want to stay in bounds. So in essence, DRC did his job better than Williams did his. And it was key, because if DRC takes a bad angle, maybe this kid runs down the sideline, then steps out. But yeah, he forced him back into the field of play.
And then when you look big picture perspective, Carl, since the game essentially came down to Terrence Williams not running out of bounds, staying in the field, you go back to early in the game when Dallas was constantly getting in scoring position, mm-hmm. but the difference was the Giants were 3-for-3 in the red zone in this game. Cowboys were just 1-for-3. If Dallas gets 7 instead of 3 early, perhaps this is a different game in terms of strategy late.
Well, yeah, but here's the thing. The Giants did have a bend-but-don't-break defense. They didn't do a good enough job on third down, but they did rise up when it counted. And there was not a lot of creativity from the Dallas Cowboy offense in the field of play, so they just kind of had to take what they were intending to and not try to go over the top. So when they got down into the red zone, the options were limited. You couldn't send a guy deep and hit something underneath. They had to be kind of limited to what they do, and I think the defense did a great job of holding them to just 3 points on two of the three trips down there.
And when it seemed as if Dak Prescott got in a position where it was third and manageable, he seemed to be more comfortable. But later in the game, specifically in the second half, Carl, he started to face the third and 12s, the third and 18s, and clearly he had limited options under those circumstances.
Well, the one thing I'll say about Dak Prescott is that he's a very poised quarterback and a very smart quarterback. When I say smart, is because you can tell they coached him up, and he did not make one decision that he was not coached to make all during the week. You could tell that. So when the controls of the game or the variables of the game became a bit different and they had to kind of play catch up, then you could see they just couldn't open him up. And he didn't fare well. I mean, he threw some bad balls. He faced a lot of different pressures because now the defense were sort of playing on their terms, and they're starting to bring a little more pressure on him. And you could see that he just didn't have the control of the game as he did early on.
To get him uncomfortable and so forth, get in his face, force him out of the pocket. Lance Meadow, Carl Banks with you here on Big Blue Kickoff Live. One other thing I want to touch on in terms of the big themes, Carl, from yesterday's game before we get to your phone calls is on the offensive side of the ball for the Giants. Huge narrative coming into this game. How would the offensive line transition from what we've seen in the preseason to the regular season?
Right.
And, you know, John Jerry pulling from the right to the left stood out. That drive where you're right, they didn't accomplish what they wanted in that four-minute drive.
In essence, they did, but they just didn't finish.
Finish it correctly, right. But they milk clock and they had a number of strong runs on the interior as opposed to the edge.
Well, let's go back to preseason. What we saw was reality. We saw a lot of individual deficiencies across the offensive line. And I made this point, and I had a conversation with Coach Belichick after the Patriots game, and we got on the subject of the Giants' offensive line, and he says no different than theirs. He says, but it's all relative. And I'm like, what do you mean, Coach? He says, you guys played Buffalo, Miami, the Jets, the Patriots. How often will you see defensive lines that good on your schedule? So when you face collectively, and I say collectively, the AFC collectively has the best group of defensive linemen in football. You're not going to get four games in a row like that. So you get a chance to game plan. And obviously, it's not a stretch to say that Dallas is not the Buffalo Bills front four or front seven. So they did the job. But the difference now is they can scheme according to their opponent, and they can get some things done. But when they get against good defensive fronts, they've got to show that they've improved from training camp, because that was not a placebo, if you will. Those guys, you start to see some deficiencies individually. But if those guys continue to work and then they can fit their run game schemes together, they're going to be fine. But, you know, it's just they look bad against really, really good fronts, and they face four good fronts during the preseason.
One last thing with respect to the offensive line. I thought it was interesting, Carl, that we saw Brett Jones, the backup center, as a fullback, which we had not seen at all.
I don't think anyone wants to see him at fullback on the opposing team. What he
did, I would agree with you.
I don't know if it was Sean Lee or somebody. He blew him out of the hole and just kept running him about 10 yards down the field.
Yeah, not wise to necessarily think that you get past one center and then now have to deal with another center,
yeah.
At least from a defensive perspective.
It was a good power running formation, and now that they've revealed that or unveiled that, it could be a problem. It's one more thing for defenses to have to deal with.
Lance Metal, Carl Banks with you here on Giants.com. We appreciate those of you watching on Facebook Live and Twitter. We invite you over to Giants.com to watch the remainder of the program.